Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the possibility of a lot of federal money leaving our state due to grant and contract cancellations coming out of Washington, we are going to talk today with one of our resident statewide fellow journalists to find out what she sees is happening as a result of this uncertainty. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
So tell us what you are seeing right now across our state's business community.
Sure. I think it can best be summed up as a lot of uncertainty, at least when it comes to things coming out of Washington these days. It's a lot of wait and see right now is what we're hearing mostly from business folks around the state.
Okay. And so they're not really able to react yet, or they're not doing any conditional planning that you know of?
I think they are assessing where things stand, getting ready for what could happen, but what it ultimately looks like in the end, that is still maybe a little bit up in the air.
All right, now what about the universities in our state who, of course, get a lot of grant money from the federal government, in particular the National Institute of Health? Are you hearing any issues from them?
It's definitely been raised as an issue by all three of South Carolina's research universities. They rely pretty heavily, especially on those National Institute of Health grants. I think it's well over a couple hundred million that came into three research universities in 2024. So it's a pretty big chunk of change. And if that were to be curtailed or to go away, they'd be looking for ways to make up those funds.
Now, how about the part of our economy that's been getting a lot of attention over the past couple of years, and that's the EV companies, the battery manufacturers that are all here in our state that came and are building a lot of this infrastructure because of prior legislation that was passed, and now it's all apparently up in the air?
Right, Mike. You had during the Biden administration this huge bill that just pumped a lot of money into what would be sort of these green economy, clean energy type companies. And it really spurred a building boom that South Carolina was at the forefront of. We are a heavy automotive manufacturing state. The governor and Commerce Department wanted to be able to continue to support those companies that exist here in South Carolina. They had major announcements of new companies coming to the state in the form of Scout Motors. And so you really saw this renaissance or resurgence of these companies investing a lot of money in electric vehicles, in solar, in batteries. And now some of the economic measures to support that are being dialed back, which throws more uncertainty into the market. In particular, there was a company out of Greenville. They are called Enersys. They're Pennsylvania headquartered. They are one of the largest industrial battery makers worldwide. They had announced a couple years ago that they were going to build a new facility in Greenville, and it was a big investment, $500 million, employing 500 people. As part of that, they were up for $200 million in federal grants to help them build these lithium-ion battery cells, and now there's a question about whether they'll actually receive those funds, since much of that funding has been put on hold. They had been working out the details just a couple days before the President Donald Trump took office, and a lot of those negotiations are now sort of up in the air. We also saw our state's electric cooperatives being able to take advantage of some funds that would help support solar, would help support nuclear energy. While the co-ops tell me they're still moving forward as if nothing has changed, it's still not 100% certain how much of that money will ultimately make it to them, whether it'll be the solar money gets dialed back or whether they'll still get to hold on to the nuclear portion. It's sort of wait and see right now.
Well, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing and spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. and she joined us by phone from her office in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.